o Yeshua fala. O que é Rebosa? Shhh. Shhh. Rebosa. Ok. Okay, package Lamed Hey. Bez Hashem, Sunday we have a regular shiur. Sunday it's going to be Shomei Ka'one in Yonei Pesach. And then we have some Haggadah shiur. And we'll see the schedule at Monday, Tuesday. We'll see Wednesday what the story is. But Bez Hashem. Okay. So, but Sunday should be regular, so we should all come on Sunday. Being a regular Shomei Ka'oneh shiur on Pesach. We're going to do Haggadah. Thursday is... Okay. So yesterday we were doing the sugya of Mei Raglayim. And we saw that the din of Mei Raglayim is only Midaraisa is only when the urine is coming out. But if it's not coming out, so then it's only Derabanan. And then the question is, do you still have to be Machik Dala Amos, or do we say that Derabanan weren't goes there at all? That's if you're in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, that's another discussion. So Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva in the Igros Moshe on page 14. So Or Chaim Chelek Aleph Simon Chav Zion. He has this tshuva regarding Omud Meir Glaim Cholish Meir Glaim Yotim Der Konish Shel Rover. So he has a catheter that, and the urine is coming out. Mr. of Ari Lev Hyman. He's a mishpacha with Rav Bronstein. Shlita. From Lakewood. So he says like this. What's say Chiddush? No, but the question is, the halacha is that if there's urine going out during the tefillah, so then so that's a din d'oraisa. That's considered a makom matunah for d'oraisa, and therefore, so maybe if he has a catheter that's and urine is going out, so then maybe the question whether he can daven at all. Right, exactly. So is this connected to Omer? Yeah, of course. So it's, maybe it should be. Yeah. So that's the question. So Moshe has a cooler here. So Moshe has a cooler. On page 15. Is it ever coming out of the body? Not where it's not mechusa? Right, so 1 second. Yeah, but so what if it's mechusa? But the mice, it's coming out of the body. The din of mechusa can help if it's already out of the body. Hello? The din of mechusa can help when it's already out of the body, but it can't help if you're davening while it's coming out of you. That's not going to help. Yeah, so that's the question. He says in the last paragraph on page 15, he says, Vine, page 15, the last paragraph on the right, Vine machniso kona katana v'yotze kiluach l'chut shehu megula neged ha'omud efshar osu gam midaraisa. Right? Maybe you can tie that, you know, by Hilchas Nida we have a halacha that if you stick a tube inside the woman all the way up to the uterus, right, roa dam b'shroferish, and it comes out, so that's not daraisa, because it might be mutter legamrei, because it's going right out of the rechem, right into the tube, and then out. That was of Shlomo Zalman's famous attempt for women who were having fertility issues to circumvent the din nida by inserting a tube inside the woman, and then the tube would go all the way to the opening of the uterus, and then the dam would go from the uterus right into the tube. So the halacha is that that's not derech riyabakach, and that wouldn't make a din nida. So maybe you could say the same thing by meir aglayim, that maybe that's not called meir, you know, that's not called regular meir aglayim, because even though it's coming out of the bladder, but it's going straight into this tube. So maybe just like in Hilchas Nida, we say that if it goes from the uterus straight in the tube, that's not Nida, so maybe this is not called, urinating. So he says, don't say that. So he doesn't think, he thinks that if we treat Midrabon and Meirag Lyam like Tzoa, so the mice, we have Tzoa here, who cares? That, you see, by Nida, it's a Nida of Ria, you need Derech Ria Bekach. It has to come from the uterus out normally. But if it comes from the uterus and it goes into this tube, and from the tube it goes all the way out of her body, so that's not a Ria, it's not Derech Ria Bekach. But by Meirag Lyam, it's no din of Derech Bekach. It's a din. Meirag Lyam is like Tzoa, Midrabanan. So it shouldn't matter that you hooked it up. So L'chor, then is a problem. Oh, so 1 second. So you're saying, well, 1 second. So he says here, it's mechusa. What's the tzad kula? So he says like this. He says, it's only the Rabbanan anyway, right? So he says here, so why is it considered connected hakiluach? So look on page 615. Uvechoyle, shenostu harofim kona cholol derech ha'ama v'ashesen yotzi derech ha'kona l'klis chukas. V'adei lekedin neged ha'omur, av lo sorm du dim tzoa, yemokum lesu kitzoa shal besoro, v'osrim, seposkim rav chista, v'gam b'mkoma ha'osu b'chul y'alma, v'holo noga klal b'gufo b'chutz. המים והצור שבתוך הגוף ועד אינו כלום. אם כן, אין לו עשר מצד כינוח האומן. כל שכן, זה אין לו עשר לאש משהו מדין ערבה, שהם חוסו וקונו. נמצא רק מצד מי רגליים, שהם כבר כפי שכן עשו סוס ומלכי איסו לא פוסקים. אפקו, יש לוחס לכתחילה. הקודש הוא מרוב אפשר שהוא כלי עץ, ולכתחיל צריך לחסות גם לכלי. So what's his word? What is he trying to say? He's trying to say, that's not called נגד העומד. Because it doesn't touch the body. So if you take a look for a second, I'll show you in the safer here, take a look on page 20. Os mem. Cholish yesh lo katnitzer. Peyvish kodash am chuba l'gufo v'tzino dak choder ar kis ha-shesu v'me v'raim obim v'tzino v'shpach mutach ha-kli. Yesh ha-horu shemutu lo lomen v'am shevkdusha. Afisha shemei raglaim shosim. Igvus Moshe. So Rav Moshe is Makel. Why is he Makel? He writes something that it's not touching the body. But what does that mean, it's not touching the body? What? And meaning? But is that what Rav Moshe is saying? I want to hear what you're saying also. He says, Halo noga klal begufo b'chutz. Ramayim v'atzoa shebetoch haguf v'adayinu klum. Because any time you have tzoa, when it's still in your body, that doesn't count for anything. So the urine still in your body doesn't count. Shem kevar b'akli, shekevin shusosum leki isil poskim b'shukur. The question is, what is the Isser? If it's the Isser is like Erva, we treat it like Erva, so it's covered up. noga klal begufa bibachutz. I don't know. So let's take a look. It's hard to say, but take a look what it says in the Sefer Orchos Rabbeinu. He tries to explain this issue on page 17. Orchos Rabbeinu is a Sefer of Avram Horowitz, so he is a Talmud of the Stipler. So the Stipler says he can daven, he can say Kriya Shema. Because the whole issue So he wants to say like this, that it's not a daraisa because it's not a stream. So it's, how does the catheter work? It's tip tip, right? It drips in. But it's not a stream. So he says, so that's not considered neged ha'amud, because it's not a stream, it's just a dripping. So memela, it's only a derabanan. Why is the stream worse? Because I guess maybe, like who said, that's the derech of your, like Avram said, that's the derech of your nation. So that's also midaraisa. To daven when there's a stream, but here that's a kiluach. Here it's just tiftuf. So fiza imchusa yisur rak midrabanan v'kanav isafik mishum lo tabinoza. And here it's a safik derabanan, because you don't know at any given time. So since it's only a derabanan issue, because it's tiftuf and it's not a stream. And at any given time, you don't know for sure is it happening. So therefore, it should be okay. So that I think is a reasonable svara. In other words, it's not. It drips. It drips. It's not. In other words, any 5-10 minutes, this is something. It's just dripping out of the bladder. It's not jetting out.
We don't have to need that with a liquid.
Right. Exactly. Oh. Right. Okay. But you got it. Very good. I'm very impressed. In other words, the Gemara in Hilchos Nida has a discussion if the blood is coming out of a woman, whether it's dripping out versus jetting out. Because if it's dripping out, it's probably Nida. If it's jetting out, then it's probably a urinary tract infection that came in with the urine, because the urine jets out. So the Spiegel wants to say that over, by a catheter, it's not a real jet flow. It's not a... just drips every 10 minutes, every 15 minutes, a little drip comes out. So the mela, that's only the rabbanim. And at every given time, you don't know whether it's happening or not. So it's a suffix the rabbanim. One second. The rak roach, you look like a heavy Torah. The rak roha kilo chavi torah v'rayim the gamu acha isur b'kai gavi ator fiza b'chutzah isur rak v'darbonon v'shem t'idina k'graf shal b'yir glayim sasa. And he said the Stipler, that's what he did. It was coming out. And he had it for himself. I don't know, he said there's some other person who had it.
Hashem
And then if you want to see, you can say otherwise, that it's first, whereas the first thing is to get it down to a Drabbanan. Once you get it down to a Drabbanan, then you can say, we don't know for sure if it's happening at this given time. Because most of the time it's not. So that's the concept of Rov and Zman. That's the famous Rashash and Super Stuff test. That there's a concept of Rov, because the question is whether you have something Nivol or Tachtov, but or so before, but before it was 10 years, now it's only a couple of months. So could you use Rov in Zman? So the stipler said you can daven, you can do everything. You should cover it up, maybe cover up the sack, etc. And then he said someone else said a svara. The megram nekar mitoch haguf b'shalfuchis v'sham nechnosim biyad letzinur to have you kli. Lo mikri shemitaptivim derech yitziyosim. Okay, I got a little nesar tiftuf. Maybe because it's going directly into the kli. So he thought it should be okay. So then you have the discussion. No, well, that was the question, whether we had a machlokas, whether you have to be marking Talan Amos, or you just what? Or they weren't gozer, because it's only the Rabbanan. Maybe, in the Hanami, but so it's better not to know. So you have a suffix, the cool. Okay, Bezer Shem, we'll finish it up, next week we'll finish this packet and we'll do the other things. So we'll start this in a couple of minutes.